Willkommen beim Starflüsterer Podcast. Hier dreht sich alles um das Thema persönliche und berufliche Weiterentwicklung. Wie geht das mit dem Erfolg? Wie gehe ich mit Rückschlägen um? Und wie finde ich Erfüllung in dem, was ich tue? Darüber und über vieles andere mehr spreche ich mit den Stars. Ich bin Sören Jansen, Musikmanager und Life- und Business Coach. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
A very warm welcome. Hello, Bonnie Tyler. Welcome to our podcast.
Well, thank you very much, and it's great to be on your podcast.
Nice to have you in here. You have just released an album, The Best Is Yet To Come. What a great album, and what a great album title in these days, I must say.
Yeah, you know, and the next line says, we've got the bad days on the run, and we surely have now that we can all be vaccinated one of these days. Soon, I hope.
Right. I do hope so. I do hope so as well. So I think this album is quite a good distraction from all the news and the bad media we hear. So who came up with the idea for the album and also for the album title?
Well, it's all about the songs, to be honest. I mean, this album was finished before COVID-19 arrived on the scene. But I have this wonderful songwriter. Well, I have many songwriters working on the album with me. But Steve Womack wrote the song, The Best Is Yet To Come. Oh, my God. And like most rock musicians, I am very, I love Bruce Springsteen and Rod Stewart records. And I think, when I hear the songs he writes for me, he captures, my favourite, he just captures it, It's a timeless rock feel that I absolutely love, right. And When the Lights Go Down, Dreams Are Not Enough. And he does amazing choruses, They're infectious. Right. You can't help but sing along with them,
Great. So I can clearly remember our last interviews 2 years ago. It was in Berlin, in the Hotel de Rome. We were talking about motivation. And you mentioned your biggest motivation was live jobs, concerts, the audience, and people screaming, Sugabe, Sugabe.
Yes.
And so what do you do in these times to stay motivated without the audience and to motivate yourself?
Yeah,
Is there anything you can tell us?
It will come back. By the summertime, we'll be back to normal. I'm quite sure of it, I have missed my audiences, and I have to say, as soon as I'm able to get back on stage, I promise you, I will be there. I miss my audiences. I miss my band and my crew, And together, we are all determined, that the best is yet to come. Can you imagine the first show that we do together, my band and myself, with my crew? It's going to be so emotional because I haven't even seen them since last March,
Really?
Fortunately for me, after our last show, I flew here to the Algarve in Portugal, thinking I'd have 1 week off, and then start touring again. But as things happened, I've been here ever since. So it's been like one long holiday over here, but I know it's been terrible for many, many people. They've lost their loved ones, and it's been a terrible time. But I'm looking to the future, and it'll be great when we're back on that stage. Everybody will be ready and raring to go,
Absolutely. It will be a huge party. I can clearly see it already now.
Yes.
Let's talk about a little bit about your tracks on the new album.
Yeah.
I found a song, Stronger Than a Man, a song to encourage women.
I asked Desmond Child if he would write a song for me, you know. And a few days after I asked him, he came back with this song that he co-wrote with a few of his friends. And, you know, Desmond knows me very well. We've worked together many times, you know. And maybe he does think I am stronger than a man. But... No, but it's a wonderful song, isn't it? It's a real powerful song. And
absolutely.
I mean, you know, it says a woman's place is anywhere a woman wants to be, you know? And I've always wanted to be headlining a band, you know what I mean, on stage.
Right,
and
right.
I made that dream come true many years ago. But, you know, I do what I love, you know. I just love doing live shows, and my diary is pretty much full from the summer on into 2022. I got 38 shows over Germany, Austria, France,
great,
and Switzerland, you know, and it will be happening, you know, and I'm looking forward
to it. Yeah, we're looking forward to it as well. But when coming back to the song, it's like it's a song about stepping out of the shadows and doing your own thing, and maybe also living the best version of herself, something like that.
Yeah.
So, did you ever had the situation that you needed to step out of the shadow from anybody, or
no,
to do your own thing, or when reviewing your life or your career?
I've always been very lucky, you know, probably because I've got such a rock voice that I've never felt that I'm in competition with the boys, you know. In fact, I've had guys from rock bands saying to me, "Bonnie, you're so lucky, you know, you got that rasp in your voice." You know, some of them have said to me, they have to smoke a packet of cigarettes a day and scream at the wall to get that huskiness, you know. And I developed this huskiness even more so after I had a throat operation, you know. So,
right.
So, you know, but that was in 1976. So I always got this rasp, you know, whether I'm working or not, you know.
Yeah. So do you have any secrets to success besides your voice?
I believe in my voice coach. I mean, I ring him 3 times a week, right? I will be ringing him at about 1 o'clock today. I usually phone him 3 times a week, and it keeps my voice muscles in shape, you know. Even though I haven't been singing for a year, I've still got to take care of my instrument, which is my vocals, you know, my box.
Absolutely. So there's another song which is called Somebody's Hero. It's such a nice song to my mind. It's about having a plan for life, leaving home, making experiences, discovering joy, and maybe also rock bottom times or bad times.
Yeah, it's written by C.B. Green, who is a German fellow artist.
Right.
I had him to support me on tour the year before last, you know. And every night he used to sing this song that he wrote. We just thought it would be a really good song to cover, you know. And he's very happy with the cover of it. We asked him, you know, does he mind? And he said, "Oh, I'm very happy that you're doing it, you know." And it's a great song, wonderful lyrics, and you know, it spurs people on to make the best of themselves. And you know, there's not a plan for life. You've got to do it yourself. You're not going to be told what to do. You've got to find it, and you've got to make it work, you know. And I was brought up to believe in myself. My mother always said, you know, "You've got a great voice," and she said, "Believe in yourself and go for it." She said, "Nobody else is going to do it for you, you know."
That's so important. And to my mind, it's also it's very important to keep yourself going before you can help others, or before you can help. Yeah,
exactly. Like when you're in a plane and they say, you know, pull the mask down, put it on yourself before you can help a child do that. You know, you've got to protect yourself and then you can help others, yeah. But, I believe everybody has got a talent. They've just got to feel what it is, you know, and strive to make it happen, you know?
Right. Absolutely. That's absolutely the case. Yeah, your album is sounds a little bit like 80s.
Yes.
But there are so many cool songs on. And for instance, also the song Call Me Thunder. And
it's all about that song.
You love that. That's great. There are very many songs on it with a lot of emotions, to my mind.
Yeah, and do you like my cover of I'm Not In Love, the 10cc song?
Absolutely.
I've made it my own, haven't I?
Yeah, it sounds completely different, but it's such a nice cover, absolutely. But so how important, when taking a look at your career and your songs in general, not only this album, but also the other albums, how important are emotions for you, and how important is it to keep a good emotional state for you?
Well, I'm very grounded, you know, I'm a very down-to-earth person. And, I've been married for 48 years and I've enjoyed every moment of this lockdown with my husband, you know. Of course I'm in love, and when you sing songs, you need to understand what love is and everything, you know. And, I just love performing, and you know, the words to songs are very like Total Eclipse of the Heart. I know it's an old 80s song, but I never get tired of singing that song, you know. It's right. A wonderful song, and I every time I sing it, it's like singing it for the first time, you know. And but I when I heard the lyrics to Call Me Thunder, you know, you spoke about that song earlier, Call Me Thunder.
Right, right.
I said to my producer, David, I said, oh my God, I love this song, right? But I said, oh my God, it's so young and sexy, the lyrics, you know? And
right.
I said, I don't know if people would accept me to sing it, you know? He said, for goodness sake, Bonnie, he said, of course they will. He said, sing it. He said, it's you. And it does. It reminds me of, when I was younger, you know, with my husband, and we go down the beach and, you know, and
right.
It's very powerful and wonderful. And that's another song written by Steve Womack, you know. And also he wrote a fantastic song called Stuck to My Guns. And, and I have a wonderful Leo Rojas playing the panpipes on that song. And he's he lives in Germany. And what
he
happened
won this
was
TV show.
About a year last Christmas, Leo and myself were invited for an audience with the Pope in Rome, right? Pope Francis.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we both had an audience with Pope Francis. Lionel Richie was there as well, you know. And when I heard him performing, right, I mean, using the panpipes, I just thought, oh my God, I've got to ask him, will he play on Stuck to My Guns, you know, because it's perfect for that song. And he said, I'd be honoured to do it, Bonnie. So, I mean, he plays so beautifully. And, so luckily I met him there, and he's on the album as well.
So great to hear that.
Yeah.
So let's talk about gratitude, because how important is gratitude or thankfulness in your life?
Oh, my, I thank God for my blessings every night, darling. I really mean that. You know I've had a blessed life, but I'm a very, very hard worker as well. You know, I've got I'm brought up in a working class family, right? And I still, I'm still working class, you know. I feel working class because I've got that ethic, you know. I mean, I left school on the Friday, right? And I was determined that I would be working by Monday. And I didn't have any qualifications. I was useless in school, right? I was terrible. But I always knew I wanted to sing, you know. But when I left school on Friday, I went straight around all the shops in the village where I live, and I went into every single shop, I don't care what kind of shop it was, and I said, have you got a vacancy for a shop assistant, please? Well, by the end of a couple of hours on the Friday evening, I had two jobs. And I started one of them on the Monday. And, you know, I've worked ever since. This is the first time I haven't worked since I'm 17, you know?
Amazing.
Yeah. But, you know, I work hard, you know. People think when you're a pop star or rock star, whatever, you know, you just get on that stage. Well, you know only too well. It's not. It's hard work. The travelling, the interviews, the, you know, I find the hardest part is, oh, God, the packing and the unpacking. I do it all myself, you know. I don't have a, and I'm not like Mariah Carey where you've got an entourage of people. You know, I pack my own cases, I dress myself, I do my own hair, my, you know, and it's not easy fitting everything in, but, you know, I'm brought up with a big family, three sisters, two brothers. Get on with it. Wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Thanks for sharing that information. So coming back to your album title, The Best Is Yet to Come.
Yeah.
Considering your last album, there were so many huge names on it, Francis Rossi, Cliff Richard, or Barry Gibb, or Rod Stewart. Of course, I almost forgot him.
Yeah, so, but you know what? This time, I made a conscious effort not to do any duets because we're all so busy working in different countries, it's very hard to get together with any of them to ask them to make an appearance on one of my shows. I mean, Sir Cliff Richard did it, right? And but, you know, status quo, out all working all the time. Rod Stewart's normally in Los Angeles or wherever, you know. And so it's kind of like a waste of the songs live then, you know. I can't perform them, and I love the songs so much I wanted to perform them, but I can't because they were duets. So every one of these songs, you know, I mean, I just do it myself, and, you know, I can't wait to incorporate a lot of these songs into my show. I've got so many to choose from, and from the last album, you know, and of course I always, always put the classics in my show because people expect to hear, you know, Total Eclipse of the Heart, It's a Heartache, Lost in France, Holding Out for a Hero, and you know, they love the Have You Ever Seen the Rain, and you know, I love doing those songs as well. So my show is going to be fantastic. I can't wait to get together with my band now to rehearse the new show.
Great. Considering a live show, and I would suggest you should play an 8-hour concert or something like that, because you have so many hits.
Bruce Springsteen. He does 3-hour shows, doesn't he? I went to see Bruce Springsteen in his own hometown in New Jersey, and it was awesome. I think he did 3.5 hours, you know. Amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah, and so when coming back to the best is yet to come. So what do you think is best to yet to come considering your career? What else can we expect? I mean, this album is fantastic.
Well, you know, albums, you know, it's all about streaming now, you know. I mean,
right.
I used to sell 52,000 copies a day, you know. People can't even sell that, you know, for the whole time now, you know. The records don't sell. I'm not doing this to sell records. I want people to hear my record, but they all stream now, you know. And but the reason why I record is to have the new material to do on stage. And I have an abundance of it, you know. I do it because I love it. I absolutely love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Looking forward to experiencing that on a live event again.
I mean, it's going to be so emotional. I think we're all going to be crying.
Absolutely. So what will be the first thing you will be doing when life starts getting normal again or more normal again after the pandemic, besides your concert?
Once we're all vaccinated twice or three times, whatever it has to be. I mean, I've missed my family and I've missed all my nieces and nephews, you know, and I can't wait to give them big hugs, you know.
Right.
And I miss that, obviously. I mean, I'm a big family girl, but my band as well, you know, it's going to be awesome just to give them a hug, you know. They've had it hard. Musicians have had a terrible year.
I know.
They haven't earned any money whatsoever. I haven't earned any money either. But, you know, I'm in a good position, obviously. I mean, I've worked hard all my life. But, you know, that's what we get for working hard, you know. But I only hope to God now we can stay healthy until after we have the vaccinations and, yeah.
Right. And so basically when talking about your band, is the band also a type of family as well?
Yes, they are. I mean, I'm usually on the road when I'm, you know, I mean, I spend so much time on the road. They are like my second family, you know, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for this information. We're basically at the end of our interview. So do you have any message for the audience out there which you want to share?
Yeah. As soon as possible, we're going to be out there on a stage. And I want everybody to come and enjoy the new album and the old classics as well. We are going to rock that stage. And I want you to be there. Zugabe!
Great, this is what we're aiming at, and so I'm so happy that you came onto our podcast. Thanks so much for having you, and I wish you all the best.
No, thank
stay
you.
Well, stay fit, and I keep my fingers crossed for the album and for all the shows to come.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Bonnie Tyler. Bye-bye. Ciao. Tschüss.
Ciao.
Das war der Starflüsterer-Podcast. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Weitere Informationen bekommst du auf sörenjansen.com.